are your prayers tonight. I was thinking that since my son got up this morning, maybe two messes of salmon one day might not be very appetizing, but we feel the Lord has given us something. Trust me, be able to put it out in the fear of the Lord and need His help and His anointing and blessing. We want to turn to the 19th chapter of the 1 Kings and get our thought. We heard this morning about living in a time of great pressure, much pressure in the world. Many things happening and coming against the people. And I know, as we heard, that we all feel that are trying to live for the Lord, we're all feeling that pressure. And I believe that we all recognize, as we heard, the time that we're living in. But I'm glad to know that the Lord has grace for us in these days too. I believe the Bible said where iniquity abounds, the grace of God did much more abound. So the Lord, He knew these times was going to be like they are. Prophesied about them, told about them to come. But He has provided for you and for the necessities or the necessary things that we will need to enable us to finish our course and to be victorious right on down to the end of life's journey. Now the Lord has made available to us the things that we need to carry us through. But if we fail to take advantage of those, then we'll fail too. We will fail if we don't take advantage of what the Lord has provided. But if we will accept and receive what the Lord has provided, then He'll enable us to go on through. But if we fail to put in and to take a hold and to make use of the things that the Lord has provided, then we'll come up short. I want to read just to get a thought out of this thought here. It's a familiar thought to many, I'm sure. Reading about the fourth verse. But He Himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree. Talk about Elijah here. And He requested for Himself that He might die. He must have been having some pressure too about that time. And He said, "It is enough now. O Lord, take away my life. For I am not better than my fathers." And as He lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched Him and said unto Him, "Rise and eat." And He looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at His head. And He did eat and drink, and laid Him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched Him, and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And He arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. I want to use this. I'd like for somebody to find another scripture for me that I didn't just find right away. Over there where the Lord touched that fellow and He seen men as trees walking or something like that. Hold that for me a little bit. But I want us to get a thought out of this tonight, that the Lord told a man here, He touched him a second time. a second time and told him to rise and eat because the journey is too great for him. I'm going to tell us tonight that the journey is too great for us in our own power, in our own ability, in our own strength. I'm going to say tonight that I never felt as much pressure, felt inspired of this thought today, it's something we brought along, but I felt more pressure and more pressure against my soul in the last years too than I've ever felt in all the 28 years I've served the Lord. But I believe tonight, and I just thank you today, that the only reason that I'm still here, being saved, the only reason that I'm standing before you tonight as a saved man still preaching, is because that I have been kept by the power of the Holy Ghost. I've been kept by the power of the Holy Ghost. It hasn't been anything I've been able to do. I've come up short every time, and I tried to work it out myself or do something. But when I could not do anything, the Holy Ghost was there to hold me, preserve me, and keep me. I tell you tonight, the journey is too great. The pressure is too much. The opposition is too forcible for you and I to make this journey successful without the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. The Lord has provided the Holy Ghost for you and I. He provided His Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going away, but I'll send you another comfort, and He'll abide with you forever. And if you and I, as a people of God, if we fail to take advantage of what the Lord has provided, we're going to come up short and fail too. And therefore, the Lord has provided the Holy Spirit for you and I to enable us by His power to be more than a conqueror, more than an overcomer through the power of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. God's able you and I to be successful. And He said, rise, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. It's just too great. It's just too much pressure. There's too much opposition for you and I to try to go through this journey without the power of the Holy Ghost in our life. Well, you're going to fail. You're going to wind up losing out with God. You that have started, you that have gotten saved, I've watched it over the years. I've watched those that make a start with the Lord and don't go on and get that second touch from God. I've watched them go down to defeat. I've watched them never fail. They never grow. They don't grow much. They don't never mature to that place to where that they can really bear fruit for the Lord. They never do come to that place where that they be able to be all that God would have us to be. And it's going to take the power of the Holy Spirit to enable you and I to have that grace and that power at hand to make this journey. The journey's too great for us in our own power. The journey's too great for us in our own ability. The journey's too great for us in our own strength. But God has provided the Holy Spirit for us to be able us to make the way journey successful. And that's what we want to do tonight. Yes, I'll have that in now. Reason I like this scripture so much is that this is the one that Brother Gibson preached the morning that I got sanctified. This is a very one about this man here. I got confused about this thing. I got saved and I got some interest and confusion about it and about receiving the Holy Spirit and two works of grace and baptized with the Holy Ghost and all those kind of things. And I went to the altar. I tried to put in for something I didn't know what I was putting in for. And I tried to get a hold of something because somebody else told me I needed it and all those kind of things. Got myself in a very state of confusion, and God didn't go to the altar, and I didn't know where I got it or not, or I didn't know whether I was sanctified or not, or I didn't know if I really had it, and I was afraid to say I didn't have it, and afraid to say I did have it, and it just got to become a real mess, and I just got confused and all mixed up, and I wonder if there was any such a thing as receiving a second touch from God, or a second blessing, or a second work, or whatever you want to call it. And I was about ready to throw the whole thing over, but I began to seek the Lord and began to call on God. And I remember Brother Gibson came along at Dayton, Ohio there one time and preached a little message on Wednesday night. And when he got through, I didn't get it that night, but I found out I didn't have it. When he got through, I found out I didn't have it. I was glad for that. Thank the Lord. Because I got in a state where I didn't know. I want to say tonight, before we go on anyway, it's something you can know about. Bless God. It's an experience that you can know about. You don't have to wonder whether you have it or not. You don't have to know whether it's real or not. But it's something that we and I can have. And it's something we can know about, bless God. And it's something that we can stand up and lift our hand without wrath and without doubt. And I'm saved and I'm sanctified. As old Brother Golden used to say, some folks will get up and say, I'm saved and they just can't hardly get that other one out there or something. But God has an experience for you and I tonight that we can raise our hand. I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm satisfied, bless God, tonight. And so it is tonight. The Lord help us tonight and rebuke the devil. The Lord, this is what we need tonight. And this is the thing that you and I must have tonight. If we're going to fight this battle, if we're going to stand this pressure, as we're going to be able to endure the thing that's coming against us and the powers and the pressures and the everyday things of life, living in the home, living with a wife, living with a husband, raising children, getting along in the congregation, you're going to have the Holy Ghost. You've got to have the power of the Holy Ghost in your very soul tonight. If you don't have it, you're going to miss something or another. It ain't going to work. God said He's planned up, and He set it up right, and He fixed it just right in the beginning. And you and I, the plan of salvation is to be saved and sanctified. It don't mean just to get saved and maybe I'll get sanctified. I know the plan of God is for you and I to be saved and sanctified, and so it is tonight. It's not whether I choose it or not. It ain't whether that I can just take it or leave it, but it's a full plan of God. It's two definite works in the heart, but it's one plan of God that you and I be saved, sanctified, holy, endued with power from on high, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so it is tonight. You're going to come up. He told this man here, the journey's too great. You need a second touch from the Lord. You need a second blessing. You need a second experience with God tonight. And therefore, so many folks are coming up. And I believe tonight, if there's one thing we hear a lot about, more unity, more power, more of this, I tell you, this will bring it tonight. This is where it comes from, bless God. Is sanctified, holy. The Bible said, he that's sanctified and they that are sanctified are all one, bless God. And so it is tonight. The Holy Ghost will break down every banner. It'll break down everything and bring folks in unity. It'll cause folks to get along together. It'll cause folks to bear with one another. It'll cause folks to suffer with one another. It'll cause folks to be able to endure with one another. And so may the Lord help us tonight. We need, and you need, if you're expecting to make this journey. And I tell you, as we heard this morning, we're in the last battle. I believe that with all my heart. I believe the only thing left is the next great event, as he brought the scripture this morning, being compassed about on every side, pressed in, and all those things. The next thing I'm looking for is for fire to come down from heaven and devour this thing. That's the next great event to take place in this world, is the coming of all things. But we're not there yet. We're going to have to go on to the end. We're going to have to go on till the Lord comes. And therefore, we need this. I felt a little inspired to bring this tonight, right along with the thought this morning, that we're going to need the power of the Holy Ghost to enable us to go through with victory, and to stand the pressure, and to stand the confusion, and stand against the things that we're meeting in the world that we live in today. We need this Holy Ghost in our life. Oh, we need him abiding there. We need him living there. And we need him reigning there in our very souls tonight. And so it is. May the Lord help us. And so he said to arise and eat, because the journey's too great for you. You're going to need a second touch from him. And you're going to have it in order to make the way through. So may the Lord bless us tonight. Go ahead and read this other. Took the blind man by the hand.
Led him out of the town.
Led him out of the town.
Put on his eyes and put his hands upon him.
Yes.
And asked him if he saw aught.
What do you see? Oh, we need our eyes open tonight. We need a revelation. We need to be able to discern some things. We need to be able to see some things. We need to be able to understand some things. We need to be able to figure out some things. We need our eyes open. That's what we need. I see men as trees walking.
After he put his hands again upon his eyes.
And he put his hands again the second time.
Made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Saw everything
clearly.
Everything clearly. Praise God. That was, the scripture that Brother Gibson read. Went on after the Myrtle Camp meeting, and I was in this state of confusion, and I finally found out that I didn't have it. That's one of them. I'm glad I found that out. You know, it's a blessing to find out sometimes you ain't got something. If you got something, another, it ain't working, and you just kind of don't know where to turn it loose or get rid of it or what to do with it. Sometimes it's just a blessing to find out you ain't got the right thing, and just come clear with the thing. Get down on the bottom. Get to the root of the matter, and get it all straightened out. And so I was glad, thank God, that the Lord knew I was sincere about it, and he helped me to be able to find out that I didn't have it, thank God. And so I went out there to the camp meeting, and there I was seeking the Lord. Oh, it was the first camp meeting I was ever in, and I was carried away. I thought I was in heaven almost, and I believe that's the way camp meetings ought to be, praise God. And so it was tonight. Then a day or two later, my brother and sister Gibson walked in the back door there in the chapel. Oh, they were such a heavy something fell over me, took all my joy away. I remembered that he's the one that brought this clear to my mind. And so I went home that night, staying out there in the country, went out into the field that night. Oh, may God help us tonight. Went out there in that field. I looked up into the heavens, and I said, Lord, if you've got anything else for me, I want whatever you got for it. I don't know what to call it. I don't know. I was dumb. I wasn't raised this way. I was ignorant about these things, and I just told the Lord, whatever you got for me, I want it, praise God. And you know, the Lord spoke to me out of heaven, and he said, I'll take care of it in the morning for you. I tell you, the Lord took care of it. Went back to church the next morning. I knew in my mind who was going to preach before I even went. Brother Gibson got up, and he tucked his scripture right here, and he began to expound it and work on it, go on using other scriptures and so forth. Oh, he was just, everything was just clearing up in my mind. Yeah, I just like reading on the board. What he was bringing out was just what I needed. It just moved all confusion. It removed all misunderstanding. It just removed every doubt and every wonderment out of my mind. And when he got set down, I said, this is what I need, praise God. And so it was. I seen then that when I got saved, and I got something from the Lord,
But Lord, I've seen kind of dim. I didn't. Things were kind of unclear, and they were just didn't hardly make sense altogether. But when I got sanctified, it just cleared the whole matter up. Bless God. And so it was. Just as soon as he sat down, I didn't wait from the baby to come. I'd already told the Lord, I want everything you got for me. I just went forward, bowed before the Lord, made a consecration to God, and I told the Lord, I give you everything I ever had, everything I've got now, and everything I ever will have. I give it all to you here, bless God. And you know that's what the preacher told me to do, and that's what I did, and I meant it from the heart. And when I did that, the Lord poured the Holy Spirit into my very soul. He saturated me with his divine love. He saturated me with his divine power. It cleared up. All confusion was gone. All misunderstanding. I was not confused anymore. I knew what I had. I know where it come from. I know the time I got it. I know how it worked. I know what it done. And I'm telling you tonight, the Lord has an experience for us tonight that we don't have to be confused about. And God, he might not just come the way mine did, but praise God, he'll be there to know that. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if there ever was a time that we need to know where we stand, it must be today. If we know, we must know where we're at. We must know that we're saved. We must know that we're sanctified. We must know that we're on the right road, because there's many pitfalls. There's many things coming along, many things happening, and all those kind of things. But praise God, I'm glad that we can be kept by the power of God through faith, bless God. And therefore tonight, I'm going to tell you, until you get the Holy Ghost in your life, things are going to look dim. They're going to look blurry. You're not going to have a full understanding. You won't know exactly what to do. It'll just be a mix-up. You'll be up. You'll be down. I've watched it. I've seen it. All these years we've been saved, watching the people of God working among the people and the young people. I've never seen them prosper. I've never seen them grow. I've never seen them settle down. I've never seen God use them until they could get a definite experience of sanctification. Never seen it happen. Never have seen it happen. Never have. But oh, I've watched those who go on and pay the price and consecrate and dedicate and die and surrender all to God. And I've seen how the Lord blesses them, and how they begin to grow, and how they begin to prosper in the things of God, and they begin to settle down and to bear fruit. They begin to be a blessing to the congregation. They begin to be a blessing to the church. They begin to be quit being troublemakers. Yes, they do. And so it is. The Holy Ghost is what we need tonight to settle us down, to enlighten us, to open our eyes, and to help us to have some strength to be able to make this journey tonight. And I've been much burdened for this thing. And I believe I can make a statement tonight. If there's one thing we hear a lot, what the church needs, and how bad the church is, and all these kind of things. But I believe tonight, if there's one thing that we need as a whole, it's a real baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe that would take care of a lot of things. It would take care of a lot of problems. It would take care of a lot of situations. It would clear up a lot of people's minds. It would open a lot of people's eyes. And it would establish a lot of people in the things of God. I tell you tonight, I didn't choose this message out, but the Lord was talking to me yesterday. Oh, Lord, sometimes we hear, go through maybe a whole camp meeting sometimes and not hear about this at all. You know what the devil would like to do? He'd like for us just to drop this teaching altogether. He'd just like it to get away from us and just let it go. Just get saved. You get everything when you get saved, and just don't worry about it. The devil would like for us to give that up. Because he knows without the Holy Ghost, we're not going to have the power that we need in our life. The devil just hates this kind of He hates this kind of message tonight. He hates this kind of thing. Because he knows if you and I get the Holy Ghost in our lives, we're going to have some power with God. We're going to bear some fruit. We're going to be something of light in this old dark world. And the devil, may the Lord help us tonight. I remember back down, I've thought about this many times. Using kind of the parable back in World War II. I was reading something the other day about some of the wars down in the Pacific down there, and they was Japanese on about all them little islands down in there. But some of them, they didn't even bother to invade those islands at all. They just go around them and go over there and take another big island, and all they did is just cut their supply off. They couldn't get no food in. They couldn't get no ammunition in, and they just leave them over on that little island, and later on they just go back and they just move in on them without any resistance at all. All their food was gone, all their ammunition was gone, and they'd grown weak and their bodies didn't have no resistance at all. Don't you know that's what the devil would like to do to you and I tonight? Cut off our source of power, cut off our very connection with God, and cause us to be a bunch of weaklings, a bunch of half-grown, half-filled people, and the devil can just move in. Oh, God, help us tonight. I desire more power from God in my life. I desire more of the power of God working in our midst. I desire to see more of the workings of God, and I believe right here is the secret of the whole thing. If he can cut us off from the source of our supply, if he can get us a bunch of people sitting in the congregation and about two-thirds of them are not even filled with the Holy Ghost, it's going to be a weak bunch of people. It's going to be a people that the devil can just come in and he can just move over and push over and work havoc and cause confusion and all those kind of things. But I believe, bless God, if you and I are filled with the Holy Ghost, I tell you, I don't believe the devil have any part in that thing. He'd have to stand outside. You get a bunch of folks filled with the Holy Ghost and with power from on high, and filled with the Spirit and led of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. I tell you tonight, the devil ain't going to have much room to work there. But I tell you, if he can cut off our source of supply, this is what God has provided for you and I in these last days. Jesus is not here anymore, but he sent another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, and he sent him to abide with us forever. It's where we get our light, it's where we get our understanding, it's where we get our power, it's where our eyes are open, and the Word of God becomes a new book to us. Yes, it does. I praise God. I'm going to say tonight, the Bible said the natural man understanding not the things of the Spirit of God, because they're spiritually discerned. No wonder there's so many folks don't know much about the truth. I don't know much about the deep things of God, because without the Holy Ghost to lead us and to open our eyes and to reveal a truth to our hearts, we're not going to know the truth. You ain't going to know the truth. That's why there's so many people wandering around here and there and just can't fit nowhere. Don't join any place. Just wanderers going here and going there. No certain dwelling place. I tell you tonight, may the Lord help us tonight. This man, when he got a second touch, his eyes were open and he seen everything clearly. Aren't you glad tonight, thank God, that you're not in confusion? Aren't you glad tonight you can see this thing? I believe in it, praise God, tonight. The works of God, it's being saved and sanctified holy, praise God. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what Jesus teaches. I know a fellow, I told this different time, but a fellow came to my home one time and he believed in this one so-called one work stuff, and you get it all at one time, and I knew him and I'd been warned of him before he got there, and he came to my place and he wanted to visit with me a while, and he sat down and we ate dinner and he got to talking. I interrupted him and I said, now I'll be glad to have a conversation with you and to visit with you, but I said, if you're going to talk about that, about this one work thing. I said, if you're going to talk about that, then you just as well to hold your breath, because I'm not interested in even hearing about it. And you know, as I told him, I said, I don't have to, I'm not in confusion about it. I told the Bible teaches the types and the shadows all point to it. The Bible taught it. The New Testament church taught it. They taught it in the morning time. And I said, I got something that even more convincing to me than that. I said, I got to experience myself. And so there's no need for you to waste your time. If you're trying to convince me that you got everything at one time, you're just wasting your breath. And so I said, if that's all you got to talk about, I'll take you back to the bus station. And so it is tonight. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help you and I as the saints of God. This is one teaching we must stand by. This is one teaching that the devil's trying to steal away from the church and just make it a little light thing. It's not a light thing, bless God tonight. It's not a light thing. It is the very core of the church of God. It's the very backbone of the church of God. It's the very overseer of the church of God. It's the Holy Ghost, bless God. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, praise God tonight. And so it is. If you want your eyes, if things are looking dim to you tonight, and you're in confusion, and you don't know which way to turn, and you've tried it before, you've been up and down, you got saved, and you went back, you got confused, you discouraged, you run a while and got weary and quit. There is the remedy to those kind of things. This thing is a remedy to backsliding, bless God. Yes, it is. It's the will of God, even your sanctification. I don't say you can't backslide, but I say, bless God, he'll just about heal you completely of your backsliding. Praise God. I know as well as I'm right here before you tonight, I'd have been backslid a long time ago if I hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. I know that so. I've met things that I could not stand, like I said in the beginning. I have met things that I could not face, I could not handle, I could not control. I didn't know what to do about them, and they just knew nothing I could do. But praise God, they was a force. You know, I've been seeking the Lord earnestly. Been down in that, I know how Jeremiah felt when he was down that dungeon. I've been down in that dungeon for a while. But praise God, the Lord even today spoke to my soul. I'm still holding to you. Praise God, I'm still holding on to you. I praise God tonight. I know that I'd have been, I'm a failure. I'm nothing. I'm less than nothing. I have no strength. I have no power. I have no ability without the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God. I'm leaning on it. I'm trusting in it. I'm believing in it. I know it's so, bless God, tonight. And so it is tonight. I don't believe I can put too much emphasis on you tonight. If you're saved and you've never been had that real, definite experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit, I tell you, this is what we need tonight. This is what you need. I tell you, this will make things different. It'll change ways. It'll change things. And you'll be able to have more praise, more power. Things will look better. They'll clear up, bless God. And you'll find yourself with a source of power that you never knew about before. I believe everyone desires that power in their life. There's a craving for it. There's a hungering for it. There's a lack. I feel the need. You know, we read some back when this teaching was hid in the darkened days and the cloudy days, that some of the old reformers in the beginning came along and they didn't hear the teaching on this thing, and they just felt a need of something. They just felt a need of something. They got saved. The book we read sometimes about deeper, they call it a deeper experience, some of them. The old, back in the 15th century Reformation there and all. But they seek God, and they didn't know what they was asking for. They didn't know what they needed, but they just know they needed something or another. Oh, Lord, give me whatever this thing is I need. And the Lord would baptize them with the Holy Ghost, even though they didn't know what to ask for. And later on, when light came, and truth was exposed, and the brethren began to preach this thing, why, some of them old timers, I would stand up and praise God. That's what I got a long time ago. I didn't know what I got, but that's what I got. I tell you tonight, I believe that every child of God hungers and thirsts after something or another. I believe tonight if you're saved and you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, I believe there's a longing in your soul for something or another. I believe you'll have to acknowledge that there's something lacking in your spirit. I believe you may not even realize what it is, but you just have to acknowledge, I don't have the power that I need in my life. That's the first thing that I recognized after I was saved, that I was just kind of so blessed of the Lord. My experience was so outstanding and all those things, but it didn't take me very long till I become a little disappointed because I felt there was something lacking in my life, and I was ignorant of spiritual things and ignorant of the teachings of the Word of God. But I can look back now and I can remember in my unlearned condition that there was something lacking in my soul. There was something I wondered what it was, something I was desiring, but I truly didn't know what it was. And so it is tonight. I believe that when a person gets saved, that the Spirit of the Lord begins to deal with their heart, that the Spirit of the Lord begins to work with them and to lead them to the place. That's the final the finishing touch from God, that He wants to live in us and dwell in us and walk in us and be our God. That's what He wants to be, and that's why it takes the second touch from God. It takes the filling of the Holy Spirit to make your salvation complete. I'll tell you tonight, I don't want to say if you got saved tonight and died on the way home, I still believe the blood would have told for your sin or unconfessed sin or whatever sin of depravity or whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to say tonight, when you come to the light and to the understanding and you recognize that God has provided something, don't you know tonight that Jesus had power to forgive sin before He died? Don't you know that? Don't you know that Jesus forgave sin before He died? He said that they might know that I have power on earth to forgive sin. Some people say that the disciples wasn't even saved. Why, my, Jesus had power to speak that sin right out of existence. Praise God tonight. I don't never believe God ever sent anybody out to preach who wasn't saved. God never put nobody out to preach who wasn't saved. And so it is tonight. Them fellows, they had experience. They were born of God, the Bible says. And their names were written in heaven. They were children of God. They were the disciples and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't under the law. They were disciples of Christ. They were followers of Him, bless God. And Jesus had saved them, bless God. But so it was. They went on. And may the Lord help us tonight. That God would help us to realize that this is what we need tonight. This is what Jesus, the Lord, has provided for us tonight. Is the Holy Spirit to be able to enable us to make this journey. And to be an overcomer. And to be able to stand the pressure. Be able to stand the persecution. I tell you. Can tell you is that God has provided something for you that you can go through them with. Praise the Lord. I can't get them out of the way. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have problems. Man is born to woman a few days full of trouble. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have disappointments. You're going to have sickness. You're going to have affliction. You're going to have problems. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have hard things come your way. Just well to understand that it's going to come. It's going to be that away. I'll tell you tonight, and I don't know any way. It's never going to be taken away. It's never going to be different. In fact, from all what we can find out in the Word of God, it's going to get worse. But praise God tonight. I can't take them all away for you, but I can tell you about something that will enable you to go through the thing. Bless God. And that's what we're going to have.
On the winning side, I'm on the winning
yes,
side.
Yes, praise God. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror through Christ. There's no use for you and I to pray that the Lord will take these things all out of the way. He's not going to take them out of the way. I believe the Lord showed me that today. I've been praying for the Lord to move some things. But the Lord just said, he just ain't going to move all of it. He does move some things. If things get to hindering too much, he'll move it out of the way. But the Lord's not going to move all these things. But praise God, I ain't going to told Paul. I just said, take them all away. I don't know. I can surmise a little bit there about that scripture in Paul's statement. But you remember one time Paul, put out of the city, and he said himself whether he was in the body, he didn't know. Knew a man about 14 years ago whether he was dead or not, he wasn't sure. But he was caught up into the third heaven. I just like to surmise a little bit and think, I believe Paul really died. I believe he died, and I believe he went to paradise and got a look at it over there, and he seen how it was over in paradise, and he came back down here, and God brought him back and raised him back up and sent him back into the city, and he went up there to the Lord. Lord, I'd like to live down here like to live up there. Just take everything away. No more trials, no more tears, no more opposition, no more disappointments, no more troubles, no more problems. Lord, just take it all away. Well, the Lord said, I can't do that, Paul. I can't do that. You can pray a dozen. I mean, you already prayed three. You can pray a dozen more, but he ain't going to take them away. I ain't going to take them away, but I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you something another to enable you to go through those things, bless God. And that's what we must have tonight, is something another to go through our trials, go through our burdens, go through our problems, and praise God tonight. I need this about as bad as you do tonight. And so it is. May the Lord help us tonight. I'd have quit praying and quit taking it away. I thought about it, if it comes to my mind, about a woman there it speaks about in Revelation, and it told how that the Lord gave her space to repent, and she repented not, and the Lord, he just sent his judgment upon her and took her and laid her right there in the congregation. He didn't bury her, he didn't kill her, he didn't move her out of place, if you want to read that sometime or another, but he just laid her right there and left her right there in the congregation. And he said, now, whoever commits fornication with her, they'll die too. And so it is tonight. The Lord is not going to move these thorns out of the way. He's not going to move them out of the way, all of them anyway. They're going to be a thorn about every congregation, I guess. Who was it? Brother Chandler said that every congregation needs one. Well, I don't know. I believe I could do without one myself. But he said they need them anyway. And so it is tonight. An agitator or whatever. Well, I tell you, I don't find that we have to go around drafting any. They'll come up anyway. But bless God tonight. The Lord can enable you and I to go on, bless God, in spite of all the devil can do, and all the agitators, and all the fault finders, and all the pickers. God wants you and I to have something on our soul, have something in our life that will enable us to go right on with the work of the Lord, go right on with victory, praise God, in our soul. May the Lord help us tonight to get this thing in our life. Something another, the work of God. I know the devil, he's working in all of his power. He knows his time is short, and he knows he don't have much more time to work. And I've never seen the devil attacking the church any more than he has lately. And therefore it makes us to know that the end of all things is at hand. But bless God tonight. You and I must get a hold of something from the Lord that would enable us to go on with the work of the Lord anyway, bless God. And go on and keep our mind on what we're doing, bless the Lord. And not, as we heard this morning, be fearful or get scared in this matter. Oh, God, help us all tonight. The Holy Ghost will enable you to give you power to be an overcomer. It'll give us power to be victorious. It'll give us power to go on. And I want us all to make it through. Praise God tonight. May the Lord help us. Another scripture over there in John 16 somewhere, he said, I have many things. In the 12th verse, he said, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. I have a lot of things I'd like to tell you. lot of things I'd like to reveal to you, lot of things I'd like to do for you, lot of things I'd like to use you for, lot of things I'd like to help you with. But listen what he said. It said you cannot bear them down. I tell you, a person that's not filled with the Holy Ghost is not able to bear very much. He's a weakling. He's a babe. He's unskilled. He don't know how to handle the situation. But listen what he said. How be hit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He'll guide you into all truth. Praise God. Oh, this is why there's so many people wandering out there in confusion today. This is why there's so many people that never come to a knowledge of the truth. They'll go on for years and years. I don't know how far they can go. I don't know where the Lord draws the line. I don't know how long we can keep saved in that kind of condition. I've never been able to even put a line on that anywhere. But I'll tell you tonight, that's why there's people. I believe there's many people that get saved around here in different places, and here and there, in this little place, and that little group, and this little place, and so forth. But what happens is, most places don't teach this at all anymore. Most hardly any movement, any church so-called, sectism, all they might teach it, some kind of an Old Testament doctrine, a little consecration or something about it. But they don't teach a real definite cleansing of the heart, a second definite cleansing. They don't teach that anymore. And therefore, they fail to get it. That's what the Holy Ghost comes for, is to sanctify people. And to sanctify means to cleanse and to purge and to make holy, bless God, tonight. And therefore, tonight, that's why folks are wandering out there in confusion tonight. They're wandering from hill to hill and from high place to high place, seeking this and seeking that, and never coming to a knowledge of the truth, because they are not filled with the Holy Ghost, and they not have that sin principle purged out, and therefore they cannot be led of the Spirit of God. But the Bible, my Bible tells me that when he has come, he will lead and guide us into all truth, bless God. And so tonight, if you're searching for truth, if you're searching for understanding, if you're confused, if you don't know which way to turn, there is the answer to the thing. There is the answer to the whole problem. You seek God, and you be filled with the Holy Ghost, and yield yourself completely to God, and then let the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God, as we said right a while ago, he's seen everything clearly. After the second touch, everything become clear then, and he was able to see and to understand what the truth was. And so it is tonight. This is the problem. This is what the world, the religious so-called need. Everybody needs it that's ever been saved. They need this thing. You'll never know the truth. You'll never come to a full knowledge of the understanding until you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, until you've been purged and cleansed and made holy. Then you'll be led into all the truth. Bless God. Don't this clear up some things? Yes, it does. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. I just pray God that he'll help us to see the need of making our consecration to the Lord. Oh, yes, there is a consecration. Like I said, some people teach that you know that it's just a consecration to the Lord. Well, that's the Old Testament type of sanctification. Back under the Old Testament, then they consecrated things to the Lord. Everything that was going to be used in the temple or the worship service had to be dedicated to God, had to be set aside for that. Well, that's our part in this thing. When we consecrate our life, then we set ourselves apart for the service of God. Then the Lord sends the Holy Spirit, and he comes into our life, and he are sanctified by the Holy Ghost, bless God. And therefore, he takes and cleanses. God will not dwell in an unclean temple. It has to be cleansed first. It has to be purged. And that old carnal, depraved nature that we was born with, has to be purged out. And therefore, after that has taken place, then the Lord, will the Holy Ghost, will move in and dwell in us and walk in us and open up our spiritual vision and give us spiritual eyes and give us power from on high. And then he'll reveal his truth to us. He'll lead us and guide us into all the truth. And therefore tonight, I'm not in darkness as we heard today. I know why there's so much confusion around among religious people. I know why there's so many little cliques and clans and little this and so. It's because right here is the reason. I still believe tonight that the Holy Ghost will lead you and I. And I don't believe the Holy Ghost will lead you into one part of the truth and show it to me in a different way. Bless God. No, sir. He don't do that. Bless God. But when the Holy Ghost reveals truth to your heart, it'll be exactly what he revealed to somebody else. The Lord is not a God of confusion. He's not a God. He's an intelligent God. And therefore tonight, this is where so much confusion arises, because people are not led of the Holy Ghost, and they don't get it from God. They get it from somewhere else or somebody. And I'll tell you tonight, when the Holy Ghost reveals something to you, it'll be truth. It'll be truth, bless God. And it'll be the same truth that he's always revealed to everybody, bless God. Amen. It takes the Holy Ghost to reveal the Word of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. You can't understand it. Oh, you can read it and you can understand the historical part of it and you can find good reading. It's good reading. But the deep spiritual meanings and things of the Word of God, it takes the Holy Spirit. As we quoted that scripture a while ago, it said the natural man understandeth not of the things of the Spirit, but they are spiritually discerned. And therefore tonight, it takes the Spirit of God to reveal to you and I his truth, the deep things of the Word of God, the unity, the power. Don't you know it takes the Holy Ghost to what shall I say? Anoint for the power for the healing. It takes the Holy Ghost to inspire with the word I was trying to get a hold of, the prayer faith. You and I can't lay hands on the sick and heal anybody. We don't have that power, but it takes the power of the Holy Ghost inspiring and working in that case to heal our body. We're healed by the power of God, and we're kept by the power of God through faith, bless God. It's the Holy Ghost that does the healing. It's the Holy Ghost that does the preaching of the Word of God. It's the Holy Ghost that makes things happen. And so it is tonight. You and I, we can't work up something, and we can't stir up something, and we can't get God all worked up. But it takes the Spirit of the Lord to manifest itself. And therefore tonight, I hope we can see the need of everyone that's in the building tonight, that's saved and got an experience with the Lord. I hope you have to be saved before you can get what I'm talking about tonight. But I pray that we'll feel the need of making that consecration and making that surrender, whereby that we can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. May the Lord help us tonight. When he comes, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. Praise God today. I've seen people wander around for years and never come to a knowledge of the truth. Seeking, I don't understand this. I don't understand that. I don't understand that kind of teaching. Well, you know why? Because you've never met the Holy Ghost and never opened your understanding. He's never opened your spiritual eyes. You've never got that spirit in there to open the thing up to you. May the Lord bless us tonight. I pray God to help us. The journey is too great. The power, the pressure there is to come is too much. You just won't be able to get a hold of it. Oh, may the Lord. I don't know of anything, any more teaching in the Word of God that's been more confused than this teaching right here. Some says, you know, that you don't just get it all at once. And some says you get saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and three works of grace and one work of grace, and some says when you get it you get out and wallow around and foam at the mouth and speaking tongues and all that kind of stuff. Oh, it's just been the devil does all of that. Kind of confused the real teaching on the thing. But oh, the very simple plan of salvation is that you and I repent of our sins, that we confess our sins to God, and we be willing to forsake our sin, and then we make a consecration of ourselves to the Lord, fully surrender all to God, and then the Holy Ghost comes in and sanctifies us holy. That's the real simple plan of the thing. And then as we yield to that Holy Spirit, oh, He leads us and He guides us and He reveals truth to our hearts and He teaches us His way. He gives us power to face our burdens and power to face our problems with. He gives us power to be an overcomer. What did He say over there? Those disciples, Jesus was about to go away. And He knew, He'd seen those disciples, and He knew what kind of people they were. And like we said a while ago, they were saved people, but He realized that they needed something another. And just before He went away, He said, I want you to go over there to Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. Oh, you're not able to go out in the world and face this thing. You're not able to carry this gospel. You're not able to carry on the work that I've started. Started you until you be endued with power from on high. Oh, He knew that. Jesus knew that. Oh, don't you go nowhere. No, I'm going to tell you, just as well to tarry at home. You just as well, if you're saved tonight, you just as well, and I've made this expression, that you just as well, when you get saved, and you know the teaching, and you know what the Bible teaches and so forth about this, you just as well to start right there and begin seeking for this experience from the Lord. Just I tell folks, just forget everything else. Just forget everything else. This is the most important thing to anybody who gets saved. The next important thing is to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Yes.
And you shall receive power.
That's He told him to go there and wait there. After. He said, you'll receive power. Power. What kind of power? Not power to create earth. Not power to get out and roll around in the floor and act unseemly and all those kind of things. But power to be an overcomer, praise God. Power to know how to act. Yes, it'll help us to behave ourselves. It'll give us power to control this old outward man, bless God. It'll give us power to forgive. It'll give us power to treat our neighbors right, bless God. It'll give you power to get along with your wife. It'll give you power to get along with your husband. It'll give you power to have patience, as we heard about this morning. And therefore, this is the kind of power that you and I need tonight. We don't need some far out, something way out center somewhere or another, but we need power. To give us power to know to live holy and righteously and godly right here in this present world. That's the kind of a power that we need tonight. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. It didn't say before. It didn't say when you got saved. It didn't say that you're going to have power, but you're going to have it after you're filled with the Holy Ghost. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then shall ye be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth, bless God. And we've often filled in a little right here that He meant there, Jerusalem. He said, you'll be witnesses for me in Jerusalem. I'm still going to say tonight, until we get things taken care of at home, there's no use to go out somewhere else. I'll stay right at home. I'll stay right there in your congregation. I'll stay right there where you're at. And seek God and consecrate and die and dedicate until you are filled with power from on high. Then you're going to be a witness for God. Then you can be a blessing. I tell you, until you get to the place where you've got things in control and you can control yourself and you can be a blessing to the home congregation and you can be a blessing to your family and be a have victory in your home, I tell you, you're not in very good shape. You're not in shape to go out and tell somebody else about it. You're not in shape that way. Until you can get it all cleared up at home. Wouldn't give a nickel to hear a man preach a message if he ain't living at home. I wouldn't give a nickel. You can just preach as loud as you want to, shout as high as you want to, holler as loud as you want to do, but if you've got a shabby record at home, I don't want to hear you preach. That's all right. That's all right. Now we got to get victory at home. We got to get victory where we're at. And we got to stay right there until we're endued with power from on high that will enable us to get along where we're at home. Let's go. I believe it's already been brought out this week. If you can't get along in your home congregation, no place, no use going over yonder somewhere else. You'll just be a troublemaker when you get over there. If you're a troublemaker here, you'll be a troublemaker over there. Just well to stay right here, get the victory, get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, then you can be a blessing, then the Lord might move you somewhere else. You might be able to move somewhere else then. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. You be witness to me in Jerusalem, at home, get things taken care of. No use to move somewhere else. No use to go to the camp meeting. Oh, if I was in that congregation, if I had that preacher for a pastor, I'd have greater victory. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. It don't make no difference. I remember one time Brother Ossius Wilson, he came up to Dayton. He used to come there quite often, hold this meeting. And I remember one night some sister came up to him and she said, "Brother Ossius, I wish you was our pastor." Oh, Brother Ossius, with his wisdom, he said, "Sister, I know what kind of preaching you're getting around here. I know the kind of preaching you're hearing around here. I tell you tonight, it wouldn't make no difference who your preacher is. It wouldn't make no difference who you, what congregation you're in. Until you get the victory right there, you won't have it anywhere else." That's all right. I believe that's all right. Right here is a place, bless God, to conquer this thing. Right here is to get place to save. Here's a place to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Here's a place to get the victory over self. Here's a place to be able to learn how to bear some things. May the Lord help us tonight. And then after you get all that taken care of, then you can branch out a little bit. Go over to another congregation, witness over there. May the Lord didn't branch out a little. You can go over to Judea then. And then you can go on out to Samaria over there. Oh, then when you get all the neighbor, when you get a good, clear reputation at home, and everything cleared up and everything's taken care of, then you can just go anywhere you want to and get up and testify, and he'll have a good reign to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. That brother's got it. That sister's got it. But oh, you can just go with an old shabby life and an old life that ain't measured up. And the first thing you know, they get up and they say something out of it just like an old bell ringing. There's no sound to it. There's no blessing to it. There's no anointing to it. It's just so much hot air, so to speak. God help us tonight. The Lord has an experience for you and I tonight that will enable us to get have power in our very soul where we can endure, where we can fight the good fight of faith, where we can be an overcomer, bless God. I don't know any other way. There's no way out. There's no other way out. Excuse me. There's no other way to have victory. There's no other way to be an overcomer. There's no other. You need to sit around and wish for things to change. There's no use to sit around and wish to think God will just move everything out of the way. I know the Lord can do that. I've seen him do it. I've seen the Lord move things right out of the way. But God wants you and I. He may be waiting for us to get the victory before he moves it. May the Lord help us tonight. Oh, may the Lord help us. Yes, amen. I remember, I've repeated this story a lot of times, but I remember one time, wife and I was dealing with a sister at the altar, and she was telling us about somebody that was really agitating her, really just stirred her up. And she just having a hard time getting along with this individual. And you know, we asked her, said, "Well, have you had problems? Have you had problems getting along with other folks? You know, has other people make you feel this way?" "Yes, yes, I've had a weakness along this line." "Well, you know," we said, "you don't you know the Lord just liable to put this maybe put that sister right there with you. Going to show you what your need is. God help us tonight to be able to take advantage of what the Lord has provided for us. May God help us tonight to get let the Lord, that second touch from God is what we need tonight. That baptism of the Holy Ghost, that infilling
filling with the Spirit of God. That saturating. Oh, didn't the Bible say, we hear folks, Lord, I want to have more love. Well, I guess we all do in a sense. But don't the Bible say that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. That's where the lack of love comes from, is the lack of the Holy Ghost. That's where the confusion comes from. That's where all the things, I say the greatest majority of these things arise, because people are not filled with the Holy Ghost. May the Lord bless us tonight. Didn't he say, who was it? Stephen, wasn't it? Bible said Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, you and I are going to have the Holy Ghost. When they came against Stephen and they were stoning him to death, the Bible said his face was a glow. It was a shine. And he was saying, Lord, forgive them. Lay not this to their charge. Amen. I tell you, you're going to have some power to do that. You got to have power to forgive folks. Now, I remember Sister Ruth made a statement just not long before she died. She said, if you're going to live for the Lord, you're going to have to be able to forgive. You're going to have to be able to forgive if you're going to live for the Lord. I believe that. I'm finding that out. You're going to have to be able to forgive if you keep the victory in your soul. I think Sister Ruth had some disappointments in her life. Sister Ruth had some great disappointments. And she said, I've learned if you're going to live for the Lord and you're going to keep the victory, you've got to be able to forgive. God don't forgive us. And you're going to have Stephen, the Bible expressly said that Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. And he had the power, when those stones was being thrown at him, that he was able to forgive right while they were stoning him to death. His face was still shining. He still had the victory right under the most severe test and punishment of time. This is what the Holy Ghost will do. And this is where the power is lacking. Yes. This is where the weaknesses come from. This is where a lot of the confusion arises. Because people are not filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, may the Lord help us tonight. I trust the message is not out of time tonight. I don't believe it is. I pray, God, that this is what we need tonight. We hear a lot of things. And we see a lot of things. And we recognize a lot of things. But I believe right here is a healing balm for a lot of things. I believe a sanctified person. I remember Brother Austin one time, he quoted his name, but didn't use anybody else. But a statement he made, he used the old tabernacle there for a type, two compartments. And you notice in those drawings that they have a holy place and a most holy. But the holy place is quite a bit bigger than the most holy place. And he said that it takes a lot less room for a sanctified person than it does a justified person. You know that? That's a good thought, isn't it? You know, when you're sanctified holy, you can just rub right up close together. You can rub right up together. May the Lord help us tonight. But you know, people that have still got their feelings, they still got that old carnal nature about them, they're hard to get along with. It'll rise up. It'll rise up. They might not tell you, but they'll feel it. I didn't tell them, but I felt like it. May the Lord help us tonight. I believe this tonight. This is the teachings of the Word of God. This is the doctrine of the Church of God. This is one of the carnal doctrines. If we let this thing get away, we've lost our source of power. We've lost our source of enlightenment. Our eyes are going to be dim, like that fella seen men as trees walking without the Holy Ghost. We're not going to have a clear vision of things. And oh, it's going to get blurry. And you're going to look at all this confusion. And the church is going to look dim to you. Oh, there's so much confusion around. There's so much trouble now. All those things. You're gonna, you're going to, first thing you know, you're going to, well, I wonder if this really is the church. I wonder if this really is the truth. You know, but with the Holy Ghost, he opens his eyes. You're able to mark the perfect man and behold the upright. You're able to recognize the Spirit of God from other spirits. You're able to see when God's a working and when the devil's a working. And your eyes, the church, your vision just stays real clear. All you see, it don't dim your vision. I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things. I've been involved in a lot of things all these 25 years of preaching. But it never has dimmed my view of the church of God. Never has dimmed my view of the church of God. It's as bright to me today as it was when the Lord showed it to me. It's a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. It's a conquering, overcoming power, a church of God. It's going on with victory. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. I don't see it down here in all this confusion. I don't see it. I see it reigning over all these things tonight. How do you see it tonight? How's your vision? How's your vision? Are you confused? Are you wondering? Things become dim? How's your source of power tonight? How's your source of power? Are you able to forgive? Are you able to bear some things? Are you able to be, as we heard last night, long-suffering like he was? May God help us tonight. Do you like something? Did he ask him over there? He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Not when you believe, but since you believe. Have you received him? Have you received the Holy Ghost in your life? Have you had that experience? I'll tell you, if you haven't, let's see, what did we talk about tonight? He told him over there that the journey's too great for you. You better rise and eat another meal. It's too great. You're going to need something to make this journey. What was the other one? You're going to need a real clear vision. Oh, we must keep a clear vision. I want to encourage you tonight. Or maybe challenge you or instruct you. Don't let nothing dim your vision. Don't let the devil put out your eyes. Don't you know what happened to Samson when he got to fooling around over there and let the devil entice him to reveal his secret, and he lost his power? You know what they did to him next? Put his eyes out. Put his eyes out. If the devil can get you in a state of confusion, and he can get you low on power, and the next thing he's going to try to do is put out your spiritual eyes. And then you're going to lose a vision of the church, and you're going to wonder who's right, and you're going to wonder if God's got any people in the world, and you're going to wonder if any of the preachers are what they ought to be, and you're going to wind up in a state of confusion and not know where you're at. God bless us tonight. I tell you, this Holy Ghost is the next thing to being saved, isn't it? Well, it includes being saved. It is being saved. Without it. It's complete salvation tonight. I want to emphasize that a minute. It's not you just get saved and, well, some of these days I'll get sanctified. That ain't it. It is a complete plan of God for you and I to be saved and then be purged and cleansed from the very source that caused us to sin at the beginning. May the Lord bless us tonight. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Could you witness tonight? I wonder, I remember years ago, and I'm not going to do this. Brother Carver, he had more something than I got along that line. But I remember one time in Myrtle years ago, he went around, there was a message preached along this line. This ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new. Heard it all his life. It had been preached ever since the church had been existing. Day of Pentecost. Yes, it did. But anyway, Brother Carver went around to everybody in the building and said, have you got the Holy Ghost? I wonder tonight. I ain't going to do that. But I wonder tonight. You just asked yourself. Could you actually raise your hand and say, yes, yes, I have the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Spirit abiding in my heart. If you can't say that, I don't want to get anybody under condemnation here, but if that's what it takes, all right, amen. But I say it's so important that we have this experience. And I say that it's a possibility. Like I said, I went to the altar 2 or 3, 4 different times, tried to claim it, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it. But when I got it, I knew I had it. I knew I had it. And you and I need something another from God. You're going to have to meet the devil. You're going to have to meet these things, opposition, pressure, and all these things. But if I can stand up and look the devil in the eye and say I am saved and sanctified without wrath and without doubting, I'll tell you, the devil just has to back down. He just has to back down. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Do you want more power? I believe we do. Do you want a clearer vision? I believe we all desire. May the Lord help us tonight. We're on a journey. We're trying to make it to heaven. And this is what it's going to take. This is what it's going to take. Let's stand and have a song. 270.